This includes written respiratory protection plans, the employer providing equipment and assurance of the adequacy and use. Employees must be medically certified to wear a respirator. Employees must be trained in the proper selection, usage, maintenance, and storage. Personal protection equipment, PPE. The emergency action and fire protection plans are designed to save lives. Communicate that an emergency exists. Describe evacuation routes and assembly areas. And to account for all personnel. Personal protection equipment, PPE. What is a confined space? A confined space is a space large enough and so configured that a technician can perform assigned work with limited or restricted means for entry or exit, and is not designed for continuous technician occupancy. This could mean small, narrow, or cramped passageways. Entry or exit is by means of using a ladder or control or other equipment in the space that may make evacuation and rescue difficult. Personal protection equipment, PPE. 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 Any temporary elevated platform and its supporting structure used to support workers or materials, or both, is a scaffold. Exposed surfaces on scaffolds must be free from sharp edges, burrs, or safety hazards. A scaffold must be capable of supporting 4 times the maximum intended load. Do not alter or move it while in use. Protect workers on scaffolds from overhead hazards. Personal protection equipment, PPE. If the scaffold is higher than 10 feet, use guardrails. Mid-rails and tow boards. Fall protection training and the necessary equipment are required when technicians are working 6 feet, 1.83 meters, or more above a lower level. Personal protection equipment, PPE.